Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A shocking groove to bring this back. Little Venus. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gerald Salente is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, author of Trends 2000. Folks, if you can buy this book, if somebody wants $100 for it on eBay or on Amazon, you be sure to get it. You can't have mine because I've got mine all marked up to all the places I want to go back to that I've done over the years. The publication is monthly, right?
No, the publication is quarterly. Matter of fact, the new one's coming out tomorrow. And it's, again, you know, it's the only place we believe you're going to read history before it happens. But what we do, Jim, is we have a monthly trend. We have a Trends monthly
that's
digital.
That's the thing I'm thinking about.
And we have a Trends journal that's quarterly. And then we have a Trends in the News broadcast each week. Each weekday night. And then we have a trend alert that goes out once a week on the
right.
Hot Trends.
So it's a lot of stuff. I can't keep up, folks. It's beautiful. And trendsresearch.com, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So that's the website. So check it out, folks. You'll thank me later. Hey, Gerald, in the last segment, you were talking about the problems with bonds versus gold. You're a proponent of gold and silver. We've got a lot of problems in America, in the world. We've got weak leadership in Washington that's allowed somebody like Putin to actually become a global statesman. We got an idiot in North Korea. We got Iran about to get a nuclear weapon. In America, we've got, you know, we don't have to go to Russia to find oligarchs. We got oligarchs between Wall Street and Washington. But the collusion of those two, we got all kinds of stuff like that. We got a lot of problems here in the world. But you know what? You know what, Gerald? I don't think any of those, none of what I just said, is as much a threat to the foundation of our country, of America, as the corrupt media is. Would you agree with that or not?
Well, I would say, the media, well, you know what I call the media, the people.
Now, when I say corrupt, folks, I'm talking about refusing, having one... not being reporters, not being curious about what's going on, and not holding anyone, I don't care what party they're from, holding their feet to the fire and reporting on that, and instead reporting on what they think will get their person, their ideological person elected. That's the problem.
Well, what I call them are prostitutes.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
And that's all they are. They're putting out for their John. And their Johns are either the Washington Johns or the corporate Johns. And they're just doing their bidding. Now, let's put this into perspective. Why do we only hear one beat and one sound? Just take, for example, the presidential debates, the Republican and Democratic debates. Who are they brought to you by? CNN, Fox, ABC, NBC? What do we have? Do you know who's killed the media? Bill Clinton, the 1996 Federal Communications Act.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I were young guys, if you owned a newspaper, you couldn't own the radio station in the town.
That's right.
Now six companies control over 90% of the media.
It ruined the radio industry.
It ruined
the radio. I went into radio the next year, and it ruined it.
It not only radio, newspapers, television. One after another, they're all controlled by six companies. Going back to the debates, we have the debates, the presidential reality show, being staged by corporations that were making, by the way, $250,000 for a 30-second commercial. And they're setting the rules of how the debate should be run, what they should look like. This isn't democracy. This is fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers.
Yeah, yeah. How would you fix it?
By definition.
How would you fix it?
Well, you kill that federal What do you think Bill Clinton gets paid $300,000 to BS for 1 hour? I'm sure everybody listening out there makes $300,000 a year. Clinton's making 1 hour. It's called payback. Mm-hmm. They deregulated the banking industry. They made this derivatives thing possible. He deregulated. Hey, you folks, you like eating those GMOs and other stuff? That's a Clinton one, too. So what you do is you bring back the laws that used to exist. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out.
Well, expanding the opening up the ability for banks to do their own trades sure contributed to 2008, didn't it?
They made the commercial banks become investment banks.
Also, in that same area,
and we have to pay for their losses.
In that same area you're talking about, they expanded the Community Reinvestment Act, which allowed people to borrow money for and buy houses that they couldn't afford. The same thing happened. But the corrupt me. What I'm upset about is we've got people, professionals, so-called professional a journalist, they call themselves, who really have they can't, even if they were going to vote for one or the other, do your job and report what you see in front of you.
It's not only that. Again, they're prostitutes. Go up and look in the Urban Dictionary. You'll see I coined that word. That's all they are. They're getting paid to put out. I've been on everybody from O'Reilly to Brian Williams to Oprah. I mean, I've been around. I go on these shows. I see the deal. I know people firsthand at the top.
That's right. Hold on to that thought, Jared. We're going to come back. Folks, I think that's the biggest danger, biggest threat to America is the corrupt media more than anything else. Quick break, 10-2. Stay with us. Joe's gone to the rodeo, and you know
some good old boys are ready to ride. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.